And sure do a Claire, hingach ein, Claire Nagale, smiley am sure she halted her. This is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
I've heard tale of old Bobby Bob.
And I'm here to bring you the programme which is called Claire Nagale, which comes to you partly in the English language, as ons Pert Sigilg, and in part in the Manx Gaelic, Chinya Namera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Benach and you reach. This weekend has been bisextile, and that's a word which derives from the Latin bis, meaning twice, and sextile, a reference to the number six, in this case the sixth day before the calends of March. The way the Romans arranged the leap year, they had the sixth day before the calends of March, and then they had it a second time, bis. And the calendar has once again grabbed our attention for this edition of Claire Nagale. Ta boxa na chavel mŵr niartl o'n scawltus na bain, as te smunion mychion an ofer chit o'n sa chrogl o wulion gei. Ach, te chit desn da fel I chit gus an eis tre ynach I djerkl rys sgwer fai ofer. Today is the Calends, the 1st of March, the day associated with Dewi Sant, St. David, the patron saint of Wales. We'll begin with something of a cliché, the Welsh male voice choir. Cor Orpheus Treforys, or Abertawe, the Morrison Orpheus Choir from Swansea. And in fact, they're heading eastward to take us to the Rhondda Valley, Cwm Rhondda, and that's the tune to which they sing the hymn Weli yn sefyll rhwng y myrtwydd, See between the myrtle standing, low between the myrtle standing. Das yw geis diacrys radio fanning, stasiwn yn asiwn, sgeil ein ymwys dwlys, Elin Fanning. If you don't have the Welsh, perhaps sang along to Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, or Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. But the Welsh language equivalent of those lyrics, that Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, is in fact usually sung to a different tune, but there we heard the tune Cwm Rhondda, and the hymn that was sung to it was Wel ein sefyll rhwng y myrtwydd, which is low standing between the myrtles, which is a different hymn. And that was the Cor Orpheus Treforys, the Morriston Orpheus choir, male voice choir. The Lex Scripta, the written laws, were published in 1819, and in them we find this. At a court, holden at Castle Rushen, the 8th day of January in the year of our Lord, 1753, before the Honourable Basil Cochrane, Esquire, Governor, Council, Deemsters, and 24 keys of the said isle, the following are passed. And one of the things that they did there was an act for regulating the commencement of the year, and for establishing the new calendar now used in England. And the preamble to the act given here in the Lex Scripta is, whereas an act of Parliament hath lately passed in England. Well now, that's scarcely true. He was Timwald on the 8th of January 1753, setting out an act, but the Calendar New Style Act, known as Chesterfield's Act, after Philip Stanhope, the 4th Earl of Chesterfield, had been introduced into the UK Parliament in February of 1750, and had received the Royal Assent in May of 1751. So here we are, as I say, this is now January 1753, so I think, rather gilding the lily a little to say scarcely, you know, an Act of Parliament lately passed in England. Egan tosiach tref a lion gawlt ys na bein, curach ans fogan ych i'r chyrd. Fan eich cawr sgwyr, rechyd eg de blin y jegs on cabl ys mochen, eg cair blin y jegs on bwchen, eg nai blin ys on modi, eg siach blin ys on ciri, as eg cweg blin ys on ciarcan ys goi. Fa cordel na chor ys pensiwn yn ffiltach son siánstrin. Chaws nish, chyren bech bi ons riechyd jit dy fe na haw ys pensiwn ega. Ach, erig, van chus gul a lort mechon, the smoo is the smoo. Nish van ma beg chow hall jen ulach, courage de ve erlu son yorn. Va fau on, de bech clay trogit mugi dullion an abor oor, as jint na erd ginder, son bein va rai on seish. Son cavil ve gul a grave, ech pension queg punt a haru dach lay, as si aura. Quig punt jeg de chrech, les carriage na fuddy ool len ser a teach. From the more traditional sound of the male voice choir in Wales, we move on now to the band Ninebach. And here, this is one of Lisa Jane's husband's songs. This is called Ambell Hiraeth. Thank you. As Phil mentioned in Lewis Krellin's story there just before, if it's a lie, I'm telling you it's a lie I heard. Well, in fact, it's my misreading, actually. I read the wrong line. That was, in fact, not a Martin Hoyland song. It was Lisa Jane's arrangement of a traditional song, Ambell Hiraeth, which seems to mean something like occasional longing, occasional nostalgia. Harach na la rogeri jeg boxer, dahan machs a taurus of Lane Lugshen. Son y tref o'n sgraif yn fe. Fy'n gyawr o chyffwr ys fy'n fers Jerry. Ys i'r nysgon fy bi. Cyd elio fy ronach yn bi ulyw jint na slw. Erlio mae jaws yn son na mochyn ys na modi. Yn ach cormyd ro rin o'n ronach yn bi, ren sgwyl y saelsig ymach, gol na'i bwn na'i yn y fechrys. Son sien as olyw chyraw dolyw derbi eg ons prawl den y bein elia, na chraw ons riechyd gen y dyfi oxen, creu y bi fyrdd yn gian dyfe. Son y tref o'n, son sigrys fy ffeim er jyt dyfe o'n, fy ffeim er jyt dyfe o'n, da a chiartach yn y ronach yn bi. Fy sgwyl y rhyw chyt er so ma a chiartach gyn rhyw chyt e gyn yn y slw. Ach, gysolwyr is na len as fy Jones on, fy'n steid a chierach ar dy braw mŵr. Now, the UK Parliament had legislation by May of 1751, ready for the 1st of January 1752. Timbal wasn't getting around to it until January of 1753. This Act of Parliament, says the preamble, importing that the legal supputation of the year of our Lord, according to which the year beginneth, on the 25th day of March, hath been found by experience to be attended with diverse inconveniences, not only as it differs from the usage of neighbouring nations, and even from other parts of Britain itself, but also that frequent mistakes and disputes are thereby occasioned to the dates of deeds and other writings. Now, up to that point, the first day of the year was the 25th of March, so this was Lal Murran Asanish, Lady Day, when the angel Gabriel appeared and announced to the Virgin Mary that she would bear the Son of God. Now, this is exactly 9 months before Christmas Day, and it was concluded that must have signalled the commencement of the Virgin Mary's pregnancy, and so they started the year from there, because Jesus had quickened in Mary's womb on that day. Annette Davis and Jeff Lyles with two of Annette's tunes, Barrack House and Cowsa Gwyn. That's Cheese and Bread and Cheese and Wine. Dashun and Ashun, Shen Radio Vanning, Shawju Clare Nigale, as She Robert Cateen Carswalt and Enamorum, Robert Carslachmata.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
The preamble continues. And that the calendar then in use, commonly called the Julian calendar, now this was the one named for Julius Caesar, which had taken effect from the 1st of January in 45 BC. And it was designed, although Julius Caesar gives his name to it, it was designed with the help of Greek mathematicians and astronomers, and one of them was Sosigenes, and he was living in Alexandria, so he's a Greek living in Alexandria, which is in Egypt, of course, but that was a Greek settlement in Egypt, and all this area was under the sway of the Roman Empire. The Julian calendar, says the preamble, being discovered to be erroneous, the spring equinox, which at the time of the General Council of Nice in the year of our Lord 325, happened on or about the 21st day of March, now happens on the 9th or 10th of the said month, and the said error still increasing, and if not remedied, would in process of time occasion the several equinoxes and solstices to fall at several different times in the civil year from what they formerly did. So there's the nub of the problem. It doesn't tie the astronomical in with the civil calendar. As eiliai mach na fisri ons corair i hafi, renni prawl daw leis min ffointen draw na smw corgoch, na smw trech, na smw napin yn y fox yn ons le Jones. Draw yd gofrach y tres gira. Draw yd ynwstio yw'loch jay ffawr share. Draw yd bio yn y sorgia. Draw corlach smwgia yn y ffyr ega och tanach dyn bio ar y sylan benig och. As draw taw smwd y chwnlach on ons na stolen och. As draw yd surans na slwyl yr ys jargonan. Fyna bein, creel dach ffogl jay. Dyn sy'n erin ie, fy Jones as olio fe cochonald rys, bwnnas yr lleir sŵl fain chwnion och. Fain chwnion och. Fy ffysoc dyn ei crai ys lom fy bes y lling sio, draw agres orw dymenig ys dymenig ffwr ys, drawyd dy cad yn gofrach y tren y rawyd ni'n gadla, och, gyn dwt, fe yn y smedda ons na sian len, fyd man rydy chrael sian. Here's Mike Stevens on Dof yn ôl.
Nid oedd am gwyn dy gesan di y fedwnawn o boen a thristo. Sut ferch o'i ti sy'n caniatau golau ni a ddewyllwch. A mynd awn a fardaeth i'r ser tri yr hael yn law. Ond dof yn ôl rhyw ddydd yn ôl a chafafael yn dy law. I ti fynd rwyd gyda mi, fe deimlaf las beth sydd. Yn peri fod y dagrau hallt, yn ddisgyn ar fy nghryf. Ond mynd a wnaf ar daith i'r ser, tri yr hael yn law. A'n dof yn ôl rhyw ddydd yn ôl, a chaf a fael yn dylaw. Clysnau'r bore o'i tu i mi, a gwell na'r fferlau'r byd. Ond os wyt am dy garu fi, mae'r pris fy merch yn ddrud. A mynd a wnaf ar daith i'r ser, tri yr hael yn law. Ond dof yn ôl rhyw ddydd yn ôl, a chaf a fael yn dylaw.
Mike Stevens with a recording from 1968, showing the gentler side of his music. He was an out-and-out rocker, blues man as well, and he brought that scene into the Welsh language as well. So he used the Welsh language in all his songs after 1968 or thereabouts, and he led the way in the Welsh rock and folk and blues scene and all sorts of music that he's produced over the years, and he's still a wonderful performer. Ys chymys sien, ond dy len sien, fyd yn sleib yn ys nis fyd ser. Ys fy sien, dyn nhw coch le ar sgyn olyw. Mae'n ych ren sgwyl y ffeil ieil dy hael ddech yma ag daw. Fy imyd i bel elio dy chor bu o'n nis. Syniawr, rwg na cair mwch yn argach, nyn eil yn mwys yn o'n tre. Ys fy o'n arg jeg ys ffyd er nym re edrog. Brec fy na yrc. As ernod raw Napoleon yn un cholach mwch sy'n gawltus, fod i slai cwrcheb er coif yn erog. Fe ffogrych mach na sain ma tref a brican as ffoi cionitioch da bech seim yr sgol trogit yn sgera y tai erinach. Edyr yn dech rai, fan a yrc gul ar insychol iorys Napoleon hyn yn tai fwr y tai erinach. Fel ieilt ys gul y dynawog sy'n gera. As fod cwrdd fai clai rys na bein ega elia. Mys y tre son ys fai jint mor reil, tre ynach mwch as bech yr bi elia chyt cweil er a chadan, draw ei er a fech elia, siadw ryliadu. The loss of synchronization between the astronomical and the civil year explains, so the preamble explains, was a problem which might mislead persons ignorant of the said alteration, and that a method of correcting the calendar in such manner as that the equinoxes and solstices might for the future fall nearly upon the same nominal days on which the same happened at the time of the said general council, having been received and established by almost all other nations in Europe, it would be of general convenience to merchants and others corresponding with other nations, and prevent mistakes and disputes in or concerning dates of letters and accounts, if received and established there. And whereas it is the province and benefit of the people of this isle to conform in this behalf to the said new method of supputation established in England. So finally here's the island officially making legislation to follow what's already happened in England. Now, here's a song which is called Tân yn Llyn, which means a fire in the Llyn, the peninsula there in Wales. It's a song written by Anne Vychan, and it's about the fire in the Llyn, the fire in the Llyn peninsula she's talking about, happened in 1936 when three Welsh nationalists burned out a bombing school which the military had established on the Llyn. So this is the group Plethyn. You scarcely thought we'd get through a programme with Welsh music in it where I wasn't going to play anything by Plethyn. This is Plethyn singing Tân yn Llyn.
Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Tân yn ein calon a thân yn ein gwaith. Tân yn ein crefydd a thân dros ein hiaf.
Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Tân yn ein calon a thân yn ein gwaith. Tân yn ein crefydd a thân dros ein iaith. Tân, 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 tân. Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn?
Saunders a Valentine, dyna I chi dan gynhywyd gan y rhain. Tân yn y gogledd yn ymestyn lawr i'r dde. Tân oedd yn gyffro drwy bob lle.
Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Tân yn ein calon a thân yn ein gwaith. Tân yn ein crefydd a thân dros ein iaith. Tân, 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 tân. Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn?
Gwlad yn wenfflam o'r ffin i'r môr. Gobaith yn ei frotest a'r rhyddid iddi'n stôr. Calonau neu a'r gwreichion yn Llyn wedi ennyn y fflam.
Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Tân yn ein calon a thân yn ein gwaith. Tân yn ein crefydd a thân dros ein iaith. Tân, 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 tân. Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn?
Ble mae'r tân ag yn hywyd gynt? Diffoddwyd gan y glaw a chwalwyd gan y gwynt. A'i ynofer yr aberth, a'i ynofer y ffydd. Y cawsau'r fflam ei hael gynnau rhyw ddydd.
Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Tân yn ein calon a thân yn ein gwaith. Tân yn ein crefydd a thân dros ein iaith. Tân, 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 tân. Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn? Beth am gynnau tân fel y tân yn Llyn?
And that's Plethyn with Anne Vychan's song Tân yn Llyn. Whilst the island is making legislation to follow what's happened, not only in England, but, as it says, in and throughout all His Majesty's dominions and countries in Europe, Asia, Africa and America, the island's officials, and the church, in fact, the preamble tells us, have already been applying the change, because we read, and the same having been already observed here during the year now last past, that's to say from and since the last day of December 1751, the first day of January then next following having been accordingly taken and accounted to be the first day of the year 1752, and from that day, the several days of each month, and the feast of Easter and other movable feasts thereon depending, having gone on according to that method, to the second day of September following. But, after the second day of September. That was to become, well, the cause of some confusion, perhaps, later on. As Thomas Shen, the Rau Care Courage, the Ullion the Muchen, Cray a Beeve and Staydock, the Chow Ribbon and Gainy Erna Famananok, Jaduni. The Blains be jailach the lure, Erve egen Gaultus, the Force Genna de Urgedegger. Van a breeken geniach as eel rechonachus on a chamber skull, as vech fame gold toyach der genu tash your reach on jejachtus carolin rei. Esh va ool lamper as kindlins on a tie. Sugars on bourd Napoleon heen, hoge ser a nishens on the muchanelia no the rawi kororu gas rawer. As ullion as duchen elia va guller kiau, va gurish greinen, treinichen, streng, geel, streng meinach, shan yarn as brishtigan son the modi. Va kionnen de chrech as pert jane tror pres erna chrech, as van konen son uun erna vishiche gus son uun erna vishiche gus sheichi id sa tjachten, ma so av lein shen. Scorn ren the carcan guer ein the lure, the chumusus and erawok egen huntaus. Early sound of Mabon, recorded in a leap year 2000, and we'll find out why 2000 was a leap year a little later on.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Sjordu Stasiun the Nation, Radio Vanning, Mishi Clane Gailt and Clare Shaw, Merrimpeen, Robert Kadinkoswa, Robert Akarslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Van a ronach and beaver jint na slew mean an ullig. Jint na slew reach tojach ari. As for yedlis a londern on stolen de spereil ool. Ach van a muchen jean de vei sour de lour, as de jarro vod cost na trimmage, shara de beelia. Fast at the row de hanmach tojach ari. Va sor che me blastel, je sors na renna bain sorrel rosh shen, shade your rosh, herish a close, vain tie imble beg, van a lie as imid on stray Jones. Durch pech enyak der au shen and sor, je orn va gulder cogra. Renna bain stronacha an air da agrasach, as vad gindis rau lana che gulder erlicha sonnen shiver. Ach, geren laan a tje erbij, chit rish. As a nagunach, ve erne vogre gemach, de bech ulju en jorn freelt son de mochen. Van maar tjau hol jen ulach, ve kwirch les on. And so, after the second day of September, says the preamble, the 11 intermediate nominal days of the common calendar being then omitted, the day next after accounted to be the 14th day of the said month, And so from thence the several natural days reckoned and numbered forwards according to the order and succession of days used in the new calendar. So this was the famous cutting out of 11 days. Now the tales of people going round demanding, "Give us back our 11 days," is probably a myth, apparently. The man who moved the legislation, the Earl of Chesterfield, included that in a story that he put in a satirical magazine that he ran called The World. And there was a painting from 1755 by the well-known graphic satirist William Hogarth. That was in a series of four called The Humours of an Election. And in the piece called An Election Entertainment, there's a placard lying on the tavern floor with the words, it's a black placard with white words on it, and it, you can just about make it out. It says, "Give us our 11 days." So a satirical magazine referred to it, and a satirist referred to it in his painting, William Hogarth. So they're the only two sources for these supposed riots to give us back our 11 days. So whether they're true, whether they're a figment of somebody's imagination, is difficult to know. Here's a beautiful tune, David the Garreg Wen, and this is perhaps another cliche, but it's Mary Thomas singing to her own accompaniment on the harp. Thomas performing David the Garreg Wen, David of the White Rock. The preamble concludes, having mentioned that the officials and church have been observing the calendar in use in England, even though it wasn't necessarily by statute yet in the island. Yet, nevertheless, it says, it being found necessary to establish the same by a statute law in this island. And so those not in contact with officials nevertheless continued to count a year between customary observances, so counting the year out, the 365 days. This led to the discrepancy between the old and the new calendar, because, of course, in the new calendar, to make that fit, they'd cut 11 days out of it. So there was a difference between the official date, as it were, by the new calendar, and the 11 days later, it would be the observance, having put 365 days between that and the last time they held the particular custom. The new one, the new calendar, was the Gregorian calendar, named after Pope Gregory XIII, in whose papacy it was introduced in Catholic countries in 1582. Well, eventually, Protestant countries like Britain conceded that it was a good idea, even if it emanated from the Pope. And the Julian calendar was wrong because it included a leap year every fourth year, when the number of the year was divisible by four. This was a little bit too much. And the Gregorian calendar adjusted it by making a century year, that's a year ending with the two zeros, that became a leap year only if it was divisible by 400. Now, that's why 20 years ago, 2000 was a leap year, not because it's divisible by 4, because it's divisible by 400. But 120 years ago, 1900 may have been divisible by 4, but it wasn't divisible by 400, and therefore it wasn't a leap year. As rennen naach Sheila mach de leer, de rau dach muck nish, gedden ronne de feint lune dach lay. Lech lie galoon son Napoleon heen. Verrieu guller corde se teg auri crown derby. Ach eer de rau argusen de horrel, vad ernen ledige ons peut lorisch en nie van, de rau foos ne smueg a veox a tre van ne veg rai. Vad tulju a renen on, tulju a regen, tulju imiachten. Hug Napoleon Sarah de bech onchis a chachten, riddenach en mesich tashbinus gin erlige erna chummel. As in dain jay, de yunnawer delia jay dogger, en as erd variachten gaultus na bain. Ege tre pointich, van de bain fegelen overrock as marchel magiet reinen na gaultus ons poddenen marsai duren. Lesh na muchen li jail, esh na cavil, Eish na buachan, eish na kiri, as eish na nginli. Van a maadi dach chau an imiach, as egachion jay ulyu, ren kellach du Napoleon Marshall. Here's a celebratory song now. This is David Iwan and Arlog, and they're singing the song Umma Ohid, which is basically, we're still here. After everything that they've suffered, the Welsh are still here. That's not it.
Doi tim yn cofio Maxen, does neb yn ei nabod o. Mae 1600 o flynyddoedd yn amser hir i'r co. Ond aeth Magnus Maximus o Gymru Yn y flwyddyn 323 Yn gadael yn genedl gyfan A heddiw eleni
Gryn i yma o hyd Gryn i yma o hyd Er gweitha mawb a phopeth Er gweitha mawb a phopeth Er gweitha mawb a phopeth Gryn i yma o hyd
Dafydd Iwan yn arlog er gwaith y pawb a popeth dan ni yma o hyd. Despite everybody and everything, we are still here. Ren boxer as clover, rhyw imyrcha edderoch, bradach geinia, as cawrach yn air, jain ingen as an erc, as na foglen, be feind yn chwmreg Napoleon. Lugsien, fy denen, Goller inch for Scruton's honour Napoleon. As a red, Lorisquila, cor fissery, machion a vicious gnaw on straw and bee. As na kirtan va orache erna liga vine gun. And so, as I mentioned, this weekend has been a bisextile, or at least it had a leap day, not a Julian repeat of the sixth day before the calends of March, but a Gregorian one had it just the day before the calends of March. And the calends of March being the feast day of Dewi Sant, St. David of Wales, we've been celebrating with some Welsh music, and we finish again this time with the band Gwerinos, taking their usual tongue-in-cheek look at a venerable institution, Gorsa the Berth, the court of Druids, who you may have seen robed up for the Eisteddfod Genedlaethol. Ach, Musa, Shene, Wash, Clan, Gael, Dera, and Nachit. Until the next time, then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, or Robert Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creator, as Orsilier, as my year and shared you, will you?